All Mariah Carey wanted for Christmas was the official title and trademark of Queen of Christmas. She filed like in the summertime to get it trademarked, and then this happened.
Mariah Carey's Christmas wish won't be coming true. The U.S. Trademark Trial and Appeal Board denying the diva exclusive rights and trademark to the title the Queen of Christmas.
There was like so many people that came out against her. They came out of the woodwork. Everybody all of a sudden was the Queen of Christmas.
You know what? Poor sad Mariah Carey. All she's looking for is a title beyond diva, right? So, I mean, there was the Queen of Soul, the King of Pop, the Princess of this, you know what I mean? Like, that's all she wants. She just wants a title.
Yeah, but are those people trademarked? Because she wanted to use this to make money. Mm-hmm. She wanted to make sweaters and sweatshirts and dog toys and like a liquor line. Like, she wanted to do that she owned it. I don't know. Either way, I was thinking about it. I'm like, you still get to be the Queen of Christmas, Mariah Carey. Like, in my eyes, you are. But if you were the unofficial king or queen of something, like she now has to be. Producer Sean, you're first.
I'm going to go with being an e-freak and a clean king of cleaning. Because I love organization. I love to clean. I love when things are nice and spotless and everything has its place. I am constantly following behind both my girlfriend and her son, cleaning up after them. And it's not like they can't take care of themselves. It's just I like it when everything's spotless. So I'll just do it myself.
You also follow behind me, too.
I do.
Oh, you're like the impulsive, like compulsive king of
very much so.
Dude, what's your favorite cleaning product? Do you have like a go-to product that you just carry around with you? Like in a holster?
Yeah, two of my favorites are the Lysol wipes. I love those things. Nothing says clean to me like that smell of like that bleachy lemon zest that it comes with. That, and I also love, weirdly, but Windex. Windex is another one that just reminds me that things like the smell of it reminds me, okay, this thing or this area has been cleaned.
I would say my grandmother is the queen of cleaning, and I would debate you on that. I mean, I grew up, she would pledge the wood floors, pledge. So we would walk in and fall flat on our face.
Right.
Yeah, right underneath us.
Smelling like, smelling like lemon, too.
Oh, yeah.
I pictured you as more of a 409 or a simple green guy, but okay.
Best smelling fall they've ever had.
Producer John, what are you the king of?
I'm the king of the night out. If I have a night off and I can go out, I'm going out. People like to talk about how like, oh, sometimes I just like to stay, you know, stay in for the night. Sometimes I love to cancel plans. I've never in my life, 35 years old, understood that urge.
That's because you're newly divorced. So my girlfriend, she just broke up with her boyfriend after 9 years. Tina was the queen of let's stay in and have a glass of wine and watch TV. She has been out every single night for the last 10 days. She looks like she hasn't slept in 6 years. She's not slowing down.
John, have you seen Tina?
I haven't. Should I meet Tina?
No. All right. Raven.
I need the answer to that.
And you'll never know who I'm protecting in that case. Raven, what are you the king of?
Oh, that's easy. Cynicism. Snarky little remarks, witty little comebacks, euphemisms. I'm also the guy that if you want some legal advice about how to get out of jail, but you don't have the money for an attorney, you can call me.
Oh, good. Hey, for the record, nobody should be calling you for legal advice. Yeah. No one.
I feel like this advice is not legal.
Right. I'm the queen of carrying a lot of stuff. Like, if you ever watch me go inside my house, I have Dakota, who is 4 years old at this point, on my hip because, quote unquote, her legs don't work sometimes. Right. I don't understand. I could carry her book bag, my work bag, my pocketbook, 3 grocery bags, and anything else that is in my car that has to go inside. And I carry up a flight of stairs inside.
I would just like to say it's very true. Seeing you come in the morning, you always have so much on you. And I'm like, how is she doing that?
And you know, it kills me the days that I have to ask you to go down to get more stuff. Because you know that I've really tried to carry everything.
It's the 12 Tasks of Christmas on the Anna and Raven Show.
12 different things that the show has to do leading up to Christmas. Every day it's a different task for somebody else. All right, let's see what today's is going to be. Raven, please open the door.
The squeaky advent calendar that we have here. It's very squeaky.
Hand me the paper. What does it say? Hold on. Oh, producer Sean, the task is for you today.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
What are we doing?
Oh, it's a fun one. Gingerbread house construction site.
Oh, nice.
So you have, according to this mysterious paper, 3 hours to create the gingerbread from this kit. Let me see the kit.
One thing to know, if you haven't picked up on it already, is that Sean is the most crafty of everybody here on the show.
Mm-hmm.
He loves to build things. He's a pretty good artist. Remember that one mosaic he made of the He made a portrait of everybody on the show with the marshmallows from Lucky Charms. You remember that?
It was there, beautiful.
It was so sad when the boss made him take it down.
Right, because people said it looked like a kindergarten classroom. But I loved it.
Yeah.
I thought it was gorgeous.
I think the hardest thing about this is going to be not eating the candy and then wandering the office trying to find things to replace the candy I've eaten.
Have you ever made a gingerbread house, Producer Sean?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have? Because I have found every year I attempt to make a gingerbread house with my daughters, and every year it is a massive, epic fail that ends in tears because it falls apart, it doesn't stay together. Like, I don't know if the quality of gingerbread has gotten worse over the years or what the issue is.
It's the icing. It's the icing. Yeah, they just.
I mean, he already knows.
Yeah.
He's been doing this. Like, what are you doing this at home in your leisure time?
And it's funny. Well, because anytime I've ever done one of these gingerbread houses, I always made my own icing for it.
Yeah.
Because it's just the icing they give you never sticks well. It doesn't. It takes too long to dry or it's too runny. So I find it easier. If you're going to buy the kit, make your own icing. Do yourself a favor.
Am I a terrible person that I hope that today's project ends in the same way as yours does with your daughters? As far as there'll be tears and Sean will throw it or something like that.
I just like to imagine Sean on a Friday night getting home from work and be like, all right, it's time to make the icing, guys.
Gotta make my icing.
Gotta make the icing for the gingerbread houses.
The better part is going home. My girlfriend's like, so how was your day? Like, what'd you do today? And I get to tell her, I built a gingerbread house.
That's right.
For my job.
I'm a serious broadcaster.
All right, so we're going to let you get to work and I guess just avoid all other job responsibilities for the next 3 hours and work on this gingerbread cottage. Oh, do me a favor, Sean. Everyone, take a picture and just put it up on our Instagram story at Anna and Raven so people can follow along with your progress.
I can and will do.
All right.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 Group therapy, that's what it is. People do things all the time. Even though you don't know anything about them, it drives you crazy, right? All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. 1-800-330-9999 if you want to call.
Anna, if all your decorations for any of the holidays are only at street level and you have like a two-story house or a bunch of expansive area around you, that's all I need to know about you.
Oh, I won't let my husband get on the ladder.
Are you serious?
I won't let him do it. My house has such a high pitch and all that.
Yeah.
And I'm just terrified. I've heard so many like horror stories and I'm like, it's not worth it. The kids don't care.
I mean, you're talking about comedy films. Like, I mean, a lot of that stuff does not actually happen. There aren't people falling off their ladders left and right over here.
I don't know. It's scary to me. I mean, I'll make them decorate all the bushes.
Yeah.
Even though this year the LED lights don't match.
Oh boy.
Which is a real issue, but I'm going to let it go. I've decided I'm going to let it go. It's my Christmas gift to him. So. But I mean, I understand what you're saying. I love looking at the houses that are all dolled up from top to bottom.
On my street, I have always been the only guy who's gone to the second floor with the lights on the gutter and all around the windows and all that stuff. And now one of my other neighbors, he's gone second level.
Nice.
I used to make fun of this guy. Now he's gone second level. Mine aren't even up yet.
1-800-330-9999. Karina, that's all I need to know about you.
If you want socks and a tie for Christmas, that's all I need to know about you. My husband, that's all he's been asking for, and that's all I need to know about him.
Yeah, but maybe he just wants you to get something like that because then he doesn't want you to spend big money on things he really doesn't need.
I do like the socks. I never ask for them, but when I get a packet of socks, I know they ain't going to go to waste.
Oh, my husband gets upset. If he doesn't get his jockeys, his moutons, he's always says, where are my undershirts? Where are my underwear? Where are my socks? Yeah, he just expects them every Christmas. Mary, that's all I need to know about you.
Okay. If you threaten your kids with Santa's always watching, that is all I need to know about you.
What if it works? What if it does work?
I mean, isn't Santa watching?
He is always watching. They should be reminded constantly. To me, it seems perfectly logical. You know, he is. He's always watching. This is the time of year.
Right. Maybe you should just be better. Right.
Mark, that's all I need to know about you.
Yeah. If you don't believe in gift wrapping and all you use is the bags, that's all I need to know about you.
I'll do one better, man. If you let all the stores wrap all your gifts, that's all I need to know about you.
Why? That's magic. Why would you not want that?
I like them to do the bulk of it, but I don't want them to do every bit of it. So everything that I've been ordering online, they're all like, is this a gift? And then they send it. Their gift wrapping usually says their name on it or something. It's not like it's, you know, some sort of surprise in there. You still want to have that surprise element.
You care way more than I do. If somebody is offering me free wrapping... you best believe that I'm like, yes, please. Uh-huh. Absolutely. Thank you so much.
No, not me.
Mariah, that's all I need to know about you.
If you leave your car door open at night just because you live in a safe neighborhood and think they're not going to break in, that's all I need to know about you.
Yeah, the unlocked car doors. I understand this because it happens on my street all the time. I never would have thought that people would be breaking into cars. One morning I was leaving for work. I watched two people steal a catalytic converter from our neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
Our cars keep getting broken into. I lock it up. I thought it was a safe neighborhood. I think it's a safe neighborhood.
Those neighborhoods don't exist anymore.
Yeah.
Did you guys watch television?
Yep.
Seriously. Yeah. It's always, it was the type of place where we left our doors unlocked. Well, you're stupid.
Yeah.
Lock your doors. Close your windows. Lock your windows too. It's not 1955 anymore.
Do you think this is rude? Actually, Raven, I'll be honest with you. When we were talking about it, I can sympathize with you because I've been in this situation many, many times myself.
Sure.
But I think it's, I wish I had the courage to do what you did.
Yeah. Well, if it was Thanksgiving, I probably would have done a little bit different. But so here's the deal, right? Last week during the holiday, we had some people from out of state, some family from out of state come and visit us. This is my wife's great aunt and uncle, and they come down every year a couple times during the year for the holidays. So they came down on Wednesday, and they stayed all the way through Sunday. Now, I knew that they were coming down, and they stayed till Monday, actually. I knew that they were coming down. I knew I was going to see them on Thanksgiving. I knew I was going to see them probably the night after or whatever for game night, but my wife informs me that day, oh, well, they're stopping by today, and then they're coming by tomorrow, obviously, for Thanksgiving, spending the day here. Then they're coming by for game night on Friday, too, and then we're going to have breakfast with them on Saturday, and we're going to do this thing on Sunday. I said, okay, well, it looks like there's no time for anything else. They come over on Wednesday, and they're hanging out, and again, this is a regular work day, right? It's been a busy week in the run-up to this thing, and at some point, it comes to the night where I'm done. I'm toast, and I just say, well, it was great to see you all, and then I excuse myself, and I go right upstairs. And I have done this before at different events and parties and barbecues now, too. I used to try to be the person that would stay up all the way till the end. You know what? I don't do that anymore. When there's somebody over at the house, if my wife wants to keep entertaining, that's great. My house is well insulated. I'll go right upstairs. I won't even hear you guys. It doesn't bother me at all.
So the fact that you only see these people a few times a year, and granted they were there for a few days.
Like 5 days.
Right. Still, I think that you can't just go put yourself to bed when you have guests at your home. And I've been in that situation before because, you know, like our lifestyle is that we work a lot. So a lot of times at night, like when we hit the wall, we hit the wall.
Right.
But sometimes you got to power through, have that coffee and sit up. And I feel like it's rude if you excuse yourself to go to bed and leave your guests down in the family room with your wife to entertain.
My cardiologist doesn't want me drinking coffee anymore.
Okay.
All right. So
but in general, take that excuse out.
Leaning against me. Right. Take the excuse out where she says it will make my heart explode.
Yeah.
But get rid of that.
Now, I've been trying to figure out in my mind what's worse. What you do, where you just say, all right, I'm out, and you go upstairs to bed, which I do think is very rude. I think it's rude to do that.
I mean, what am I supposed to do? What you do?
No, what I do is I start doing the clues for people to leave. So I start taking away their drink. I won't refill their drink. I start wiping down the tables. I start telling my husbands to bring the folding chairs back to the basement. So like they can just get the hint that it's time for you to go.
I mean,
and they leave so I can go to bed.
Keep in mind, this is two people visiting at this time. I can't pick up the dining room table and bring it downstairs. To remove the ability for them to be able to sit somewhere.
You can remove their glasses and go put them in the sink. I'm just saying you can do that. No, you want more snacks? Unfortunately, the snack bar is closed today.
Uncle Richard was a Marine. He can exist for days without water. He'll survive.
Well, you know what? Let's just ask. Five Call says it all. Do you think that Raven is rude? When he has guests at his house and he's tired at the end of the night, he just goes upstairs to bed and leaves them downstairs with his wife.
Here's what you got to know is that my wife is like a party toddler. She will go until that thing is over, especially when we are doing the entertaining. Myself, I've been up since 3 a.m., so I'm done.
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Michelle, is it rude?
Totally rude. Suck it up.
Suck it up.
Who?
I'm in my house.
Are you? Oh, Raven, you're rude. Okay.
Everyone's entitled to their opinion, just mine.
I know. I agree with you, Michelle. I agree. I'm with you.
Michelle, the alternative is I'm literally falling asleep while somebody's talking to me.
I have fallen asleep on the couch in the middle of a conversation. And, like, if you physically cannot stay awake, that's one thing. But to excuse yourself to go upstairs is rude. It's like your presence isn't worth it.
Marisol, what do you think? Is it rude that I excuse myself and go to bed at some point while there are people hanging out at my house?
Absolutely not. I think it would be rude if you made your wife stop entertaining because you were tired.
Right. My wife's an adult. She knows how to fill these drinks, the dishwasher, all those things. I mean, she probably won't if they stay all night. But, you know, that kind of thing. She knows how to handle this. And if I told her the party was over, forget it.
I'm in agreement with you. When we do New Year's and such, I'm tired at a certain time. I go to bed and my husband can entertain all night. That's his prerogative.
Right. I mean, the alternative is, it's like, get the heck out of my house, everybody.
I mean,
go people, now.
Isn't it weird how people don't pick up hints? Like, they don't go.
It's because they don't want to go home either.
Yeah.
Right?
It's always the people that don't know you that well that stay. They either not picking up or they're just having so much fun they don't care. And they know they're probably not getting invited back anyway, so they might as well make the most of it.
Get out of here.
Heather, Five Calls says it all. Is it bad that Raven falls asleep when guests are over?
I would say if they're longtime friends and they've known each other for a long time, then it's totally fine. But if it's someone new, that's a level of trust I don't know how you have to go to bed and leave strangers in your house.
Well, I have dogs and, you know, medieval weapons. I have all sorts of things, knives, all sorts of stuff that I might need.
That you won't be able to use if you're asleep in your bed.
Well, you know, they should just realize that these things are in the home and then be nervous enough by the fact that I possess them.
Are you going to bed because that's like a signal, like, leave my house now? Or are you going to bed because you're just genuinely tired?
No, it's always rooted in tired, but, you know, they're related. No question about it.
Five Calls says it all. If you have guests over and you're exhausted and your wife wants to stay up and hang out with them, but you want to go to bed, is that okay? Maribel, what do you think?
Absolutely. I mean, I don't want friends or my husband to have friends that we can't just stay up with. You know, I don't want to feel icky about it or worried, like, at all. Let them have their time.
Right. Everybody have a great time. This is my house. My bed is 15 feet up those stairs. I'm good. I can relax up there. I don't need to stay up just for you guys. I got cameras anyways.
I mean, I agree with you, but it is awkward. It is awkward when you, like, go up and you're like, okay, good night, guys. And they're all still sitting on your couches with a glass of Cabernet in their hand.
And it's the last place I want to be. See ya. Hey, Laura, what do you think? Is it a big deal that I actually just pack it up and head upstairs whenever I feel like it if I've got guests over?
I actually don't. In fact, I admire it. I wish I could be more like Raven. That's what I want to do.
See, just be bold. Serve yourself, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I've compromised myself in so many other ways for all these years, my entire life, really, in different things. On this one, I'm not going to compromise. When I'm tired, I'm just going to bed now.
Hey, Anna and Raven, let's see who called the Santa tip line today.
Santa tip line has been busy. You can call too, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You just leave a message for the big guy. You let him know who's been naughty, who's been nice. The phone number is 833-431-0905.
Message received.
Hi, Santa. I'm calling to nominate my son Joshua to the naughty list. Do not bring him his Christmas present. He is refusing to do any interview with this Christmas throughout the Chipotle and the other places that need our help the most. I'm not happy about this. He should not get a Christmas gift. Thank you.
Message deleted.
I mean, it's really nice that mom puts volunteer work on the schedule for you. But some years, Josh just doesn't have it in him, it sounds like. And, I mean, it, you know, once mom makes that phone call, you have to wonder, where does that leave me the rest of the year, right? So some people would just give up. Other people are going to be like, no, I'm going to go hard now. I'm going to go hard. I'm going to make up for it.
Yeah, it's ruthless. It's ruthless when mom calls the Santa tip line. You got to make sure you do what she wants you to do, especially volunteer work. That's important stuff.
No question.
Hi, Santa. This is a message to let you know that River and Theo have been such good boys.
And after that, River and Theo decided to rob a bank. Right after that, immediately, mom called, told Santa that we're good the rest of the year. Now we can do whatever we want.
I know, but, like, that's good. Sometimes you need high fives. You need to be like, you know what, Santa? These kids, they're doing their job. They're keeping their head up. They're on the straight and narrow. Santa wants to hear that, too. That means extra gifts, I think.
Message received yesterday.
Hey, Santa. I just want to let you know, it's me and my lady on the phone right now, and my lady's having my baby right now. I just want to let you know, she has been very, very naughty, giving me a bad time, and she has had a hard time. For me, I've been really, really nice. I'm just letting you know, Santa, I'm sure you already know, she's been naughty with me. But I've been really nice all year, I promise. Just letting you know, Santa.
I think he's taking advantage of an immediate situation that just happened where he had to go in or go procure something that seems strange or funny or silly, or she forgot something and they're turning around. But tomorrow could be a completely different day for you, sir.
I just want to say, if your woman is pregnant, the last thing you want to do is put her on the naughty list.
I was going to say.
Because it is not, you're not asking for a good result. That's never going to end well for anybody.
Well, best of luck to the two of you.
All right. You want to call the
three of you.
Yeah, three of you. If you want to call the Santa tip line too, it's 833-431-0905. It's Two Truths and a Lie Christmas Movie Edition to prove that they will make Christmas movies about absolutely anything. Raven is going to read three movie titles. Two are real, one is fake, and I get to guess which one is fake.
All right, here we go. You ready for your first batch right now? Because It is true. They will make a Santa movie, a Christmas movie, about just about anything.
Mm-hmm.
Here are your choices here. First choice, A Christmas Bounty. A former bounty hunter turned school teacher reluctantly returns home for Christmas to help save the family business.
That one's real. Okay.
Choice number two. Violent Night. When a group of mercenaries attack the estate of a wealthy family, Santa Claus may step in and save the day if you're on the nice list.
What one's that called? A Violent Night?
Violent Night. Mm. Choice number three, Kringle. An adaptation of Shakespeare's Macbeth, Santa's brother from the South Pole hears a prophecy from three elves that inspires him to dethrone his brother and claim the title of Father Christmas for his own once and for all.
Violent Night is fake.
Violent Night is real.
Come on.
It actually opens today, and it stars David Harbour from Stranger Things and many different films.
What?
Here's the by the way, you were right, though, on Christmas Bounty. Bounty Hunter movie is real. Here's the trailer for that.
This holiday caper's right on target.
Very festive tree and crossbow.
WWE's The Miz.
Some smoking hot ex-boyfriend.
And Secret Life's Francia Reza.
There's nowhere I'd rather be.
Christmas Bounty, only on ABC Family.
And it's on ABC Family.
I'm not going to lie. I'm going to watch it. I'm 100% going to watch that.
Today, in theaters right now, Violent Night with David Harbour.
Are you going to help us, Santa?
Yeah, Trudy.
Santa?
No, on my nice list. Santa Claus is coming to town. Some season's beatings.
What?
I mean, love it.
There should be laws. Laws against that being a real thing.
Well, if you think that's the worst that there is to come, you haven't even started yet at this point. So you missed on that one. I'm sorry. Okay. You missed on that one. All right, choice number two here. Round number two. Santa and the Ice Cream Bunny. Santa finds himself in his sleigh stranded on a beach in Florida after his reindeer have abandoned him and flown back to the North Pole to find relief from the heat.
Okay. I'm not sure yet.
Children, including Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn and a guy in a gorilla suit, try to free Santa using a variety of farm animals.
That's for Santa and the ice cream thing?
Yeah, that's okay. still the same
movie.
Okay, all right, same movie. Here we go. The next one, Santa Claus versus the Devil. Santa has taken a disliking to Santa, or Satan, rather, has taken a disliking to Santa at this point, who strives to make good children out of bad. So he sends a bright red dancing demon to Earth on a mission to ruin Christmas by making all the children of the Earth do evil.
As alarming as that sounds, I believe that's a real movie. I feel like I remember at some point in my life hearing about it and being horrified. And I am again, but okay. And what's the third one?
Choice number three, Raining Blood. Ruthless labor conditions cause the reindeer to rebel and fight back against Santa and his elves. Rudolph, Santa's favorite reindeer, must decide if he is willing to give up his comfortable life and help free his brethren.
All right. I don't know.
Which one is the fake?
I think like Santa Claus and the ice cream in Florida sounds ridiculous, but then so does the Raining Blood. I'm going to go with Santa and the ice cream in Florida being the fake.
I'm sorry, that's a real film.
Oh.
Oh, where is Santa Claus? La, 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 la. Santa isn't here.
Of all places for Santa to be, thousands of miles from the North Pole, way down in Florida.
Is it me or is the narrator really, really, really spooky? We got a couple more rounds coming up.
Okay. It's Two Truths and a Lie, the Christmas Movie Edition, to prove that they will make Christmas movies out of absolutely anything.
Right. So I will give you three different scenarios here, Anna. All you have to do is correctly identify which scenario is the fake film, all right?
All right.
All right, here we go. Rare Exports, A Christmas Tale, an archaeological dig on Christmas Eve in Finland unearths the real Santa Claus, except this Santa is not one of dreams, but of actual nightmares.
Okay. All right.
Choice number two.
Yeah.
Too Fat, Too Furious. A young boy's greatest wish is for his professional drag racer father to come home for Christmas. To make that happen, Santa decides to beat the boy's father in a high-stakes race to send him home for the holidays.
Please let that be the fake one. But okay, what's the third option?
Third option, Santa's second wife. When Mrs. Claus and Santa sign the divorce decree, they return to their 40-year-old selves and re-enter the dating pool.
Like all right. Well, here's the thing. I know that Santa's Second Wife is a real movie because we made it and it was my idea. And yeah, it'll be out in theaters, I believe, next year. Some theaters this year. I just can't believe that Too Fat, Too Furious is a real movie.
Wow. Look at you go. You got it this time.
Yes.
Here's the trailer for Rare Exports.
This mountain is like a giant icebox.
For storing what? We have Santa Claus.
If you've been bad or good. And he doesn't give up.
Oh my gosh.
He doesn't care. He doesn't care at all.
I never want to see that movie. I don't know where you can watch it, but I don't want to ever see it.
Oh, well, you want to see this one.
You do understand what happens if we sign the divorce slip.
Becoming 40 again is exactly what I want.
MerryMatches.com. Oh, no.
It says here that she's going to be at a restaurant on Valentine's Day at 7 p.m.
You should go.
No.
You should go, Santa.
You should go, Santa. And you should go see Santa's Second Wife.
You should definitely go see Santa's Second Wife.
All
right,
here we go.
Funny. Yeah, that's great.
Santa versus ninjas. Santa tries to deliver toys through feudal Japan in the 1600s, but a ninja crime syndicate wants to make sure that Santa never delivers toys again.
Okay. All right. Okay, what's the second one?
All American Christmas Carol is another take on the Christmas Carol story. It follows a selfish, unemployed woman more concerned with winning the lottery than parenting her many children, whom she is about to lose.
I believe that that one's probably true, even though sad as it sounds. I believe that's true.
Third
All right.
choice, The Night They Saved Christmas. Santa Claus's North Pole village is in peril from an oil company exploring the Arctic. But after the company blasts a site nearby, Santa knows his beloved village is in danger, so he enlists the help of a woman and her children.
I believe that one's also real, as crazy as it sounds. I'm going to go with Santa vs. Ninjas is the fake Christmas movie.
Oh my gosh, look at you. You nailed it this time. I can't believe it.
Yes.
Well, just for your enjoyment anyways, here's the trailer for an All-American Christmas Carol.
There's someone here from social services. You gotta talk to her and make her think you're a fit mother.
Your kids don't even expect Christmas presents this year from you.
Work is for suckers.
Kind of real in a minute there,
it's
right?
Sad.
I mean,
terrible.
Social services is at the door.
Yeah.
Here's the trailer for The Night They Saved Christmas.
Oil explorers are about to topple Santa's village, so the big guy calls in some reinforcements. They might not be Charlie's Angels, but Jacqueline Smith's kids are just as good when it comes to taking down bad guys.
You're going to ruin Christmas forever.
Now, Fox Family Channel presents The Night They Saved Christmas.
What is Jacqueline Smith's kids doing there?
I don't know, but I want to watch that movie. Definitely.
If you're going to the movies, there's a lot of options.
It's time for Mommy's Margarita Friday.
Come to Mama.
Anna and Raven.
Mommy's Margarita Friday. But it doesn't matter if you're a mom or you're a dad or if your children are actually your students or have four legs and are furry or you have to deal with your kids.
Taking care of anybody isn't easy.
Right. So this is your chance to vent. Let us know what you did this week and we'll give you a margarita. Well, we'll give you permission to have one anyway. 1-800-330-9999. Diana.
My husband is away on business, so I had to get all the Christmas decorations from the attic down to the living room. I'm so sore. There were like 14 of those huge Tupperware containers filled to the brim with stuff, and they're so heavy. So I definitely earned my margarita.
I hate the attic. So my attic is one that is like the pull down, right? So it's always like an ordeal to have to go up there.
Sure.
And every time I think it's going to be the end of my life because it's like... And then I finally get to the attic, and it's like all of like the White House was built in 1938, so it's like all the wood planks on the floor. One wrong step, and I'm hunched over. I'm only 5'2", and I'm hunched over up there, like trying to get everything out.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to survive it. I'm just going to come right through down into the bedrooms.
Best part is, it's probably haunted.
Oh, it's definitely haunted. Well, you enjoy your margarita. You deserve it.
Thank you so much. You too.
Richard, what did you do this week to earn your margarita?
I agreed to having my daughter's two boyfriends over for Christmas Eve.
Oh, you're a brave man.
I mean, what? How old are they?
One is 16, one is 17.
Oh, that is kind of young to have boyfriends over.
Oh, I wish you luck.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're doing the spiked eggnog thing for yourself, watch your own mouth as the night goes on, right? Because they're going to be doing that I love you forever thing.
No, they're not. They're
gonna, they might be.
They're going to be sitting quietly, awkwardly until like you let them go downstairs to the basement or up to the playroom or wherever, and then you don't have to see them for the rest of the day.
We'll see.
Well, you enjoy that margarita. Just make sure you lock up your liquor, that's for sure.
Kirsten, what'd you do this week to earn your margarita?
For years, my sisters and I have been looking for my grandmother's nutmeg cookie recipe, and we haven't been able to find it. It's like a huge holiday thing. And I just found it. So everybody's going to be so excited because we're going to have grandma's cookies. And I feel like I deserve a celebratory margarita.
You definitely do. But here's the question I have. Can you make it as great as she did?
I mean, we're about to find out, but yeah. I'm feeling confident.
That's the thing. The ingredients, you know, they don't always come up with the same taste,
it's
right? That's the thing.
Like, my mother-in-law used to make these incredible pecan cups. Like, they were so good. You know, before our house was nut-free because my little one has the allergies, I used to try to make them every single year.
Yeah.
I can't do it. Not like she did. The way she did it was incredible. The way I did it was that they were always burnt. They were never right. I followed that recipe to a T a million times, you know?
Yeah, it's not the same.
Yeah, but you enjoy that margarita. I hope they come out great.
Yeah, best of luck.
It's the 12 Tasks of Christmas on the Anna and Raven Show.
It all kicked off yesterday, the 12 Tasks of Christmas. Every day, a different holiday task. It's random. We don't know for who on the show it will be for, and we don't know what we're going to have to do. Yesterday, Raven had to unwrap a present wearing only oven mitts, and if he failed, then producer John would get to keep what was inside. Raven cheated and used his teeth.
I had 30 seconds. You had an excessive amount of tape on that gift. I mean, we all did our things to gain an advantage. If it didn't state in the rules I couldn't use my mouth, it's part of my body. Deal with it.
If you missed it earlier today, we opened up the magic door, and this is what happened 3 hours ago.
Squeaky advent calendar that we have here. It's very squeaky.
Hand me the paper. What does it say? Come on. Oh, producer Sean, the task is for you today.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
What are we doing?
Oh, it's a fun one. Gingerbread house construction site.
Oh, nice.
So you have, according to this mysterious paper, 3 hours to create the gingerbread from this kit. I have to say, Sean, I kept looking over at you in the studio over there working, and I didn't think that you were really working on it, and I was getting a little bit annoyed that you weren't taking this very seriously.
Oh, but I worked on it.
Sean, it is one of the most beautiful gingerbread houses I've ever seen in my entire life.
He is so crafty.
Why are you so good at this
right?
stuff?
So here's the worst part was like, so this is, I will say, I got to give him credit. This was the softest gingerbread I've ever worked with in one of these kits. Usually it's like gross and hard, but the icing was the worst.
Oh.
And I want you to take notice here of this cute little gingerbread, not gingerbread, but Tootsie Roll Sean I made.
I mean, it has a mustache just like you.
Oh my gosh. It is. It's lovely. The roof has gumdrops on it and all sorts of different candies, and the windows are perfectly done. I mean, I'd like to go in there if I was a Tootsie Roll person walking through the woods and I came upon Sean with his mustache as a Tootsie Roll person also out front, and he invited me in for tea or whatever it is that Tootsie Roll people partake in.
Yeah.
I would gladly accept and walk in there. It's a very nice looking place. And the roof looks solid.
I mean, it is so well constructed. We're going to put this up immediately on our Instagram at Anna and Raven. I have tried for years to make these gingerbread houses with my daughters. We actually did this last weekend as our like kickoff to the holidays. It was awful.
It's dramatic.
It fell apart. Right. Dakota's crying.
I'm scarred.
The roof fell off again, Mommy. I was like, let's throw it in the garbage, baby. Let's get with it. This is fantastic, Sean. You aced this.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, can we eat it or what?
No, we have to look at it for the rest of the year.
What?
Yeah.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us to let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. John and Casey. Casey, what's going on?
Well, you know, it's the holidays. We do our photos, the Christmas cards, the calendars, all those things. We've been doing them forever, like before I even had kids. My son, he's 24, and he just got engaged like a few months ago. And everyone thinks that she should be in pictures, like on the Christmas card, like she's officially part of the family. And I'm like, no, she's not. One, you're not married yet. Two, you just got engaged. Three, you're talking about a 3-year engagement. I mean, she can be in some of the pictures, but she's not part of the family just yet.
So you're saying you don't want to put her on the Christmas card?
I don't even understand how someone wants to or thinks that's okay. Again, she's not part of the family yet. They're not even married. 3-year engagement, a lot can happen. Let me tell you, a lot can happen in 3 years. I have 2 kids in 3 years, okay? A lot can happen in 3 years.
And John?
I mean, they're engaged. She's going to be part of her family. She's just about part of her family. I want to support my son, and I think that she should be on there.
Now, did he bring this up to you? Or, like, how did this come up? Because I can't imagine... like that she just called her future mother-in-law and said, what do I wear to the family photo, right? What happened?
It was one of those things where we were sitting talking about it, you know, color coordinating and whatever. And, you know, he kind of just brought it up like, well, you know, I got to make sure she's got something too or she matches. And I was like, whoa, this is news to me.
So this conversation took place not in front of her, though, right? I mean, this is just...
No, thank you. God. I mean, she did happen to come in a little after. It was kind of awkward, but we didn't mention it. Like, she unfortunately has no idea that this is happening, this conversation.
So I guess the question is, do you put the fiance of your 24-year-old son on the Christmas card?
Yeah. Huh. Well, it's a difficult one to choose, right? Because there's nothing like feeling like being left out. So, you know, if you're looking at that, even if she's, you know, not part of the family yet officially, it's going to hurt. Yeah, it's going to hurt her feelings. I mean, that's just human nature. It's going to feel that way. To think that she hasn't had this conversation with your son, I think you're probably fooling yourself. I think that they probably have. One of them brought it up, whether mistakenly or deliberately, and they've had this discussion. Yeah, on the other hand, it's a family tradition, and you're right. 3 years is a lifetime. It's an awful long time, especially when you're engaged. Anything could happen. Of course, there's also that awkward, okay, now everybody in this one... and now you off to the side for the next one.
Hey, I don't know. I don't know what I would do in this situation, but why don't we see what the audience has to say? Because maybe they agree with you, Casey. Sure, she wants to be in some pictures. Yeah, all right, you're more than welcome to do that. But the holiday card you use, it's not going to feature her, and she has to understand that. But maybe they see John's side, too. They're engaged, and at that point, she becomes part of the family, and she should be involved in the holiday card.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
John and Casey's 24-year-old son is engaged, just got recently engaged. And every year they do a family picture they send out on the holiday cards, right? So Casey says, all right, she could be in some of the pictures when we do the photo shoot, but she's not going to be on the card. John definitely disagrees.
I mean, this is going to be your future daughter-in-law, right? I mean, he's like, why would we start something off like this? We're just going to make her feel awkward. Our son is proud. He came to us and talked to you about this for a specific reason, because he wants her on the card too.
Yeah, but they don't have the wedding date for another 3 years. That's what she's like. Who knows what's going to happen in 3 years?
I mean, we're protecting this like it's some sort of treasured situation here.
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Roll, whose side are you on?
I'm on John's side. I feel like if you know, family doesn't always have to be blood related. And if you're not, even if they're, you know, engaged or even just dating or anything like that, if you're not going to involve somebody in the family, that's just not right. Like, you know, personally for me, that's just not how it's supposed to be.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. But for the record, if you're just dating, you're not getting my Christmas card. Ring is a different story. John and Casey have a 24-year-old son who recently got engaged. And Casey was surprised when she found out that he expected his fiance not only to take the Christmas photos with them, but to be on their family card.
Well, the Christmas card is a big deal in their family, right? And their son knows this, and he wants his fiance to be a part of it. They've been dating for a long time, long enough to get engaged anyways. This is going to be my wife. Put her on the card. Dad says, great idea.
Casey says, yeah, their wedding's in 3 years. A lot can happen in 3 years. She could take pictures with us, but I'm not going to put her on our card. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Lisa.
I am on the husband's side. The future mother-in-law should not start out this way. There's no reason
the future daughter-in-law can't be part of the card. You know what people do with those Christmas cards after a few months? They toss them.
Not even a few months, a day after.
A few months? Right. I mean, 48 hours. Yeah. Right? I mean, 2 weeks at the most. I'm with you. Thank you for the call.
Daisy, whose side are you on?
I'm actually on the wife's side. I kind of agree with her. Only because what if they do break up in 3 years and he finds someone else? How are you going to explain that person to his new fiance or his new wife? They should do something else on their own and let the family keep their own tradition.
Well, I mean, I don't think they display the Christmas photos from every year in their house perpetually, especially if somebody's in there. Mm-hmm. But all right.
To say, I do agree that they should do their own Christmas card. If you're engaged, do your own Christmas card with you and your fiance.
Michelle, whose side are you on today?
I am on the husband's side. I agree with the husband because, like you said, this is going to be his wife. This is not just a girlfriend. It is going to be his wife. Hmm. So mom better get used to it, and she better get used to it really quick.
Hey, you know, the sooner she welcomes her in those kind of ways, I mean, those are the type of things people remember. Why make it like, well, you didn't qualify yet for me? Why do that? And by the way, everybody knows that people get engaged and sometimes it doesn't work out. Everybody in America knows that. They don't need to be told that. Absolutely. And we don't need to protect their sensibilities by protecting the Christmas card. I tend to agree.
I think as a mom, I would want to like put out on the Christmas card, like, we are so excited to welcome so-and-so into our family now. You know?
And if it doesn't work out, nobody's going to write you back and be like, remember when you put them on the card, you fool?
Right. We'll just live with that fear and that hate in our hearts for the rest of our lives.
Ridiculous.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
John, our audience agreed with you. They're engaged. She has to be in the photos and she can be in the holiday card. Otherwise, you're just going to start causing problems with your son. And why do you want to do that?
Exactly. I agree. This isn't the British monarchy here. I want to welcome her into the family.
You know, and it's not like nobody that you have in the rest of your family or your friends list understands that your son is engaged. I mean, I'm sure they've all been through that at one time or another or whatever. As long as you have one for your own historical purposes, for lack of a better term, I think you'll probably be all right. Casey, you gonna be okay?
I'm struggling with this. I really am, but it looks like I'm not numbered here. Hmm.
All right. Well, if you have a problem, too, send an email, couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $400 thanks to Discover Card. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. Hey, Jeanette, you good?
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah.
You ready to play today?
Hi. Yes, I am.
Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, will you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Jeanette.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Let's win some money, okay? Raven's walking out of here.
I hope so.
I hope so, too. He can't hear us. The studio is soundproof. I'm going to ask you 5 questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in, ask them the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready?
Yes.
Okay. Number one, the Michael Keaton-era Batmobile is listed for sale at $1.5 million. What actor played the role of the Joker in the 1989 Batman film?
Jack Nicholson.
Number two, The Grinch was turned into a horror movie that'll be released December 9th. What is the name of the fictional town that The Grinch overlooks on Mount Crumpet?
Whoville.
Number three, Kim Kardashian hired a pianist to wake her kids up every morning with Christmas songs. She also tweeted that Snoop and his family are the new faces of her clothing line's holiday campaign. What's the name of her shapewear comfort line?
I can't remember off the top of my head. You guys talk about it.
Number four, Simon Cowell has vowed to pull back on the Botox and fillers because he posted a video yesterday where he looked like he'd overdone it and the internet was not very nice to him. He created American Idol, X Factor, and what other talent show competition? I'm sorry. Number five.
Yeah.
A new trailer for the upcoming Super Mario Brothers movie was released. Jack Black will play the role of Bowser in the film. Jack Black is a member of what duo? What band that's a duo?
I didn't know that he was a duo.
Okay. That's all right, Jeanette. Let me bring Raven back in.
Yo.
All right. 2 out of 5 for Jeanette.
Not great. $400. Let's see how I do.
Number Number one, the Michael Keaton era Batmobile is listed for sale at $1.5 million. Mm. What actor played the role of the Joker in the 1989 Batman film?
Jack Nicholson.
Yes. Number two, The Grinch was turned into a horror movie that'll be released on December 9th. What is the name of the fictional town that the Grinch overlooks on Mount Crumpet?
Whoville.
Yes. Number three, Kim Kardashian hired a pianist to wake up her kids every morning with Christmas songs.
Oh, my God. It must be so nice to be worth a couple $1 billion.
Like, what? Like, how about you just take your iPhone, you go to songs, and you just play it in their ear?
So do they live there? Do they wake up, but you know, 15 minutes prior to the children? Like, I'm so confused.
I know. But she also posted a picture, tweeted, too, that Snoop and his family are the new faces of her clothing line's holiday campaign.
Okay.
What's the name of her shapewear comfort line?
Skims.
Yes. Number four, Simon Cowell has vowed to pull back on the Botox and fillers, but he posted a video yesterday where it looked like he had overdone it.
I mean, didn't he say this last year, too?
I mean, the internet was not nice to him, but when you look at the picture, it's like, it's alarming.
It's creepy.
Anyway, he created American Idol, X Factor, and what other talent show competition?
American Idol, X Factor, America's Got Talent.
Yes, I would have taken Britain's Got Talent, anything Got Talent. Yep.
Yeah.
Number five, a new trailer for the upcoming Super Mario Brothers movie was released. Jack Black will play the role of Bowser in the film. Jack Black is one of the two members of what band?
Tenacious D.
That's right. I'm sorry, Jeanette. 5-2 today. That's going to get you an Anna on Raven t-shirt.
Thank you, and I will keep listening on my bus for you every day.
Oh, thanks, Jeanette.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $500 come Monday, Anna.